ब्रिलाची विस्तारिक सुसाइकल दंपर आई कोपियांग मुझ माय मोगा चल नमस्कार और फ्रेंकी फर्नांडिस मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया से तुम पायो गोइचो कोब्रो कोकनीटलैंड पवित्र शुरुआत एक ऐता ते लोकसभा चे विष्णु के बाबतिन खबर गेल्या सोमनांत बीजेपी चे उम्मेदवार उत्तर गोय श्रीपाद नाईक आणि दक्षिण गोयात पल्लवी डेम्पो तसेच काँग्रेस इंडिया अलायन्स हांचो उत्तर गोयात उम्मेदवार रमाकांत कलब आणि दक्षिण गोयात कॅप्टन विराटो फर्नांडीस हाणे आपली नॉमिनेशन पेपर फायल केले. हाच्या उपरांत पत्रकारांनी उलयताना कॅप्टन विराटो फर्नांडीस हाणे सांगले,
ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ द इंडिया अलायन्स आय हॅव फाइल्ड माय नॉमिनेशन फॉर द साऊथ गोवा लोकसभा कॉन्स्टिट्युएन्सी. माय नॉमिनेशन हॅज बीन फाइल्ड ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ द कॉमन पर्सन, अ कॉमन मॅन इन गोवा हू इज रिलिंग under tremendous hardship, be it the fishermen, be it the truck drivers who were dependent on mining and since last 12 years have been deprived of their livelihood. I filed nomination on behalf of the taxi drivers who are being subjected to brutal hardship by this government. I filed nomination on behalf of the motorcycle pilots, rickshaw drivers, unemployed youth. I have filed nomination on behalf of the women, the girl child. Every day we are reading in the newspapers, women are being raped, they're being murdered. Goa has been made into a rape and murder capital in India. So on behalf of these unfortunate women, our sisters, our daughters, I filed a nomination on their behalf. So this fight will be between people's power versus money power.
दुसरी खबर, कार्डिनल फिलिप नेरी फेराव हाणे गोंयकारांक ओदीक करून दोर एकलो क्रिस्तांव धर्माच्या गोंयकारांक उलो मारला येता ते मायाच्या 7 तारखेक गोंयांत वोटिंगांत भाग घेवचे म्हूण आनी हॉलिडे वो वेलांकांनी यात्रा ह्या दिसाक येवची न्हय म्हूण. कार्डिनल फिलिप नेरी फेराव हाणे आपल्या पत्रांत दोर एकल्या इगोर्जीच्या पदवीकाराक आपले इगोर्जींत मायाच्या 3 तारखेक आनी मायाच्या 5 तारखेक मागण्याचो दीस आयोजन कर म्हूण उलो मारला. हाचे फुडें कार्डिनल फिलिप नेरी फेराव हाणे दर एकल्या क्रिस्तांव धर्माच्या गोंयकारांक सेक्युलर कॅन्डिडेट्स हांकां आपलें मत दिवचें म्हूण मागलां. येता ते लोकसभाचे विचणूक भारताचे फुडार थारायतले, सांगता एडवोकेट उदय भेंब्रे.
वेंचणूक दर 5 वर्सांनी जाता आनी हाच्या आदीं जायत्यो वेंचणुको जाल्यात, पूण ही जी वेंचणूक आतां जाता ती म्हजे नदरेन आमच्या देशाचो फुडार थारायतली. आनी गोंय हो देशाचोच एक वांटो आशिल्ल्यान गोंयचोय फुडार थारायतली. देखून हे वेंचणुकेचे म्हत्व खूब वेगळें आसा आनी खूब व्हड आसा. हे जणेकल्या नागरिकांक, भोव करून जणेका गोंयकारांक मतींत धरपाची गरज आसा. ही परिस्थितीक लागून आयज देशांत वेगळे वेगळे पक्ष उरूं ना, सदां वेंचणुकेक उरतात तशे. थोडे भायर उरल्या जायत, पूण 2 एकवट जाल्यात. एक बीजेपी आनी ताज्या सांगात्यांचो एकवट आनी एक काँग्रेस आनी एक हेर प्रादेशीक पक्ष आनी एक राष्ट्रीय पक्ष हांचो एकवट. ह्या 2 एकवटां मदीं फरक कितें जायते आसात, पूण मुखेल फरक असो की बीजेपीचो जो एकवट आसा NDA तो एकवट देशाची वाट लावंक सोदता. तो एकवट भारताक हिंदू राष्ट्र करूंक सोदता. आनी एक फावटी हिंदू राष्ट्र जालें जाल्यार मागीर मायनॉरिटीक पिडापीड आनीक मायनॉरिटीक त्रास हे आयलेच. पयलीं म्हणजे मायनॉरिटीचो मनीस हो उणाक दर्जाचो नागरीक हे येता आनीक देखून हो खूब मोठो डेंजर आमचे लोकशायेक आनीक आमच्या देशाक, देशांतल्या लोकांक.
लोकसभाचे एलिसावंत गोंयांत मायाच्या 7 तारखेक, तर एलिसावंत लढतले पक्ष हांचो एलिसांवचो प्रचार दक्षिण तशें उत्तर गोंयांत जोरान चालू आसा. हाचे मदें सरकारान मायच्या 7 तारखेक मडगांव रेल्वे स्टेशनसून वेलंकनी वचोंक गोंयकारांक एक फुकट रेलगाडीची सुविधा आयोजन केल्या. हाचो हेतू म्हणल्यार क्रिस्तांव धर्माच्या लोकांक इलिसांवत मत घालपाक मेळचें ना आनी हाचो फायदो बीजेपीक मेळतलो म्हूण सांगता रिटायर्ड इंडियन एडमिनिस्ट्रेटीव सर्वीस हाचो अधिकारी आनी आदलो मुरुंगा पोर्ट ट्रस्टाचो चेअरमॅन अरविंद बाटीकर.
सामको फोर्सान चालू आसा. उत्तर गोंयांत आतां आर्ग्युमेंट आनी काउंटर आर्ग्युमेंट सुरू जाल्यात. ढवळीकार जो बीजेपीचो मंत्री आसा तो म्हणटा की रमाकांत खलपान म्हापसा आर्बन कोऑपरेटीव बँक बुडयली, ताजी वाट लायली. रमाकांत खलप कितें म्हणटा, कोणे बुडयली, कोण कारणीभूत, कोण जबाबदार हाजेर डिबेट जावंक जाय. डिबेट आपल्या कडेन करपाक कोण रेडी आसा ते ढवळीकरान सांगचे. आनीक एक गजाल रमाकांत खलप सांगता, गोंयांत जे गोंयांत जो ओपिनियन पोल जालो तो काँग्रेसीन केल्लो आनी तो काँग्रेसीन ओपिनियन पोल केलो म्हणून गोंय आज राज्य जावपाक पावलें आनी ढवळीकर मंत्री जावपाक पावलो. दक्षीण गोंयांत कितें जालां, 6 तारखेक कोणेय तरी एक फुकट गाडी दवरल्या फ्री ट्रॅवल ट्रेनीन फ्रॉम मारगांव टू वेलंकनी. ऑब्वियसली एक कॅथलीक वोटर्स आसा पळय न्ही, तांकां पिलग्रिमेजाक धाडून तांकां देवा देवीचें दर्शन करपाक धाडून तर तितले कमी कॅथलीक वोटर्स वोट करतले म्हूण. तुमकां सगळ्यांक खबर आसा ट्रेडिशनली कॅथलीक वोटर्स हे काँग्रेसीक वोट दिता म्हणून काँग्रेसीक वा इंडिया गठबंधनाक कमी वोट दिवचे अशें हाजे फाटल्यान कितें तरी ऑब्जेक्टीव आसा, मनीशा आसा.
तर तो जावन आसलो रिटायर्ड इंडियन एडमिनिस्ट्रेटीव सर्वीस आनी आदलो मुरमुगांव पोर्ट ट्रस्टाचो चेअरमॅन श्री अरविंद पाटीकर. देव बरें करूं श्री अरविंद पाटीकर. तर आयकुप्यानो, ह्यो जावन आसल्यो आमच्यो सुसेगाद दोंपार गोंयच्यो खबरो मेलबर्न ऑस्ट्रेलिया सावन. मेळुया दुसऱ्या सोमारात, ते मेरेन मोग आसून दी.
तुझ्या ऑफिसान यो सगळो चेडवांक मेळोंक जाय. खोशेन ऑफिसान त्यो खूब बाय
ती चेडवां कितली हुशार आसाय
पूण तुजे इतली स्ती आसतली पूण कामाक हुशार गो बाय मुझे बायले तो जोरी तोर तुका झगड़ा स्नाता तो आतुन गुन्याव कोणा तो
फोकस पोती गुन्याव जालो मजो
ओक्सुन पालो ना तु पावाचो मुझो फाल्यान तु ओवर टाइमा घेऊन गो बाय दुबाव पोईस कर तुझो
नमस्कार आणि स्वागत करता हांव रिची तुमकां आयच्या सुशेगाद दनपार कोंकणी रेडिओ प्रोग्रामार. तुम्ही ओवर टायम करता जाल्यार तुमच्या बायलेक या ना तुमच्या भुरग्यांक समाधान समजय कालें करता तुमी ऑफिसांत ना जाल्यार घरांत बारीक गडबड जातली. पण आम्ही आईच्या कार्यक्रमात सुरवात करच्या पहिले एक ल्हानशी काव्य ऐकाय आम्ही. पोट कशें फुगलें एक ल्हानशी काव्य आयकाय आमी. पोट कशें फुगलें ही काव्य वॉल्टर दांतेसान बरयल्या. ताची ही पहिली कविता या सेकेंड कविता म्हणून येत म्हाका
चलो. म्हजी पहिली फुडलद कोंकणी पदांची कोवळी जिनी रंग हांतली पदां सबार पदां तुमी आयकल्यांत तुमी मेसवणी पासारल्या. आनी आतां म्हजो कवन असो कवन संग्रह कोंकणी कवन संग्रह न्हिदून पडलो गांव हांतली थोडी कवनां तुमच्या मुखार दवरूंक हांव आशेतां. आनी तुमकां पसंद जातली म्हूण पातयेता. पयलें कवन पोटा मदलो फरक. कशें एक ल्हान भुरगें आपल्या भयणीक भयण काजार जावन गेल्लें. गुरवार एक फुलां माळण ताका परतून घरा पाटी आपणटना बारीक आसलें आपली भयण मोठें जावन पोट फुगोवन पाटी येताना त्या नेणट्या भुरग्याच्या मतीं दिवची भावना ताजें आलोचन तुमच्या मुखार दवरूंक आशिल्लो. केदना भावोजीन बायेक घरा आपोवन हाडलां सांगचें कितें आमच्या घरा नवालस्स घडलां. बारीक आसा बाई पूण पोट मात्र फुगलां आमचें घरचें माजर सयत आतां ताज्या सेवेक लागलां. बारीक आसा बाई पूण पोट मात्र फुगलां आमचें घरचें माजर सयत ताज्या सेवेक लागलां. म्हजें जर पोट फुगात मांय काळ्यो अंकुर्यो झरयता. म्हजें जर पोट फुगात मांय काळ्यो अंकुर्यो झरयता पोटान किडी भरल्यात म्हणून कुडू वखद भरयता. बायेक मात्र सदांनीत वर्ण खीर खावयता. पोट अशें फुगलां तरी तेला तुपान तोवयता. बायेक मात्र सदांनीत वर्ण खीर खावयता. पोट अशें फुगलां तरी तेला तुपान तोवयता. बाब म्हजो जिवान मोटो. बाब म्हजो जिवान मोटो दिसाक एकच जेवण जेवता. पोट आपले वाडता म्हणून दोन मैलां धांवता. बायेक मात्र दोन मेटां सोलोंक सयत सोडिना. पोट वाडत वेता तरी जाप सयत काडिना. बायेक मात्र दोन मेटां सोलोंक सयत सोडिना. पोट वाडत वेता तरी जाप सयत काडिना. म्हज्या आनी बाये मदें फरक कितें तसलो? म्हज्या आनी बाये मदें फरक कितें तसलो? ताका वर्ण म्हाका वखत हो बेद सायबा कसलो? ताका वर्ण म्हाका वखत हो बेद सायबा कसलो? देव बरें करूं.
पोट कशें फुगलां ही तुमी कविता आयकली वॉल्टर दांतेसान. ताका ताका कशें वर्ण आनी म्हाका कशी म्हाका कशें वखत. ओके. आज आमच्या कार्यांत आमी दोन टॉपिक्सावेर चर्चा करया. एक विंटर वेजिटेबल्स. हांगा न्यूझीलँडांत आतां थंड जावन आयलें. समर जालो, ऑटम जालें सर, आतां थंड जावन आयलें. आनी ह्या वो टायम बरो टायम आमच्या गार्डनांत या आमच्या बॅकयार्डांत आमी आमकां एक ल्हानशे पॅचार एक थोडी वेजिटेबल लावयेत. हांवें म्हज्या गार्डनांत इल्ली थोडी वेजिटेबल लायल्या. हांव तें मागीर उलयतां, पूण म्हज्या सांगात आस आसा म्हजो इश्ट फ्रांसीस. फ्रांसीस आयकताय रे?
हॅलो, हाव आर यू?
कसो आहे तूं?
हाय, फोडतो फोडतो. आनी तुम्ही कशे आहात?
आम्ही फर्स्ट क्लास आहात रे. आमच्या स्टुडिओंत आज बॅप्टिस्ट असा आणि शैला असा. तू आलो जाल्यार बरे जाता आले. घरा बसून काम करताय? बायलेचे पाय दामताय कोण? ना
बायल काम करून करून गार्डनान खूप काम करता.
फ्रांसीस, आम्ही आता विंटर आता हांगा. आय मीन इट्स द बिगनिंग ऑफ विंटर इन न्यूझीलंड. तुझे काय सजे? तू एक बरो एक्सपर्ट गार्डनर म्हणून हांवें ऐकला. तर तुजे काय सजेशन आहात की आम्ही या विंटरांत आता या टायमार कळले लायजे म्हणून आमच्या गार्डनांत कळले वेजिटेबल लायजे म्हणून?
तुवें म्हणला तें सारकें. एक्सपर्ट गार्डनर. गार्डनर हांव, एक्सपर्ट म्हजी बायल.
वय गी. अच्छा.
सो टुगेदर एक्सपर्ट गार्डनर. तर ना, आय मीन बेस्ट म्हणटा ती आतां बायलूच सांगतली. संध्या, कम ऑन. सो वॉट डू यू लायक टू डू नाव दॅट विंटर इज कम? वॉट आर यू प्लॅनिंग?
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, your question is about winter vegetables, right?
Yes, during
winter, I have a lot of success with coriander.
Oh,
so
wow.
I would suggest everyone, good. Because we as Indians or Goans or Asians, we love coriander. So, yeah, it grows very well in the colder months.
Okay.
And the other stuff is the brassicas, the broccoli and the cabbages and cauliflowers. But be mindful about the slugs because it's the slug season.
One minute. Now, you know, you use the term brassicas. What is brassicas? Even I have read about it. What do you mean by brassicas?
They come under the umbrella of
broccoli.
Yeah, the broccoli,
cauliflower,
cabbage.
They are all so brassicas.
It's like a flower, man. Flowery kind.
Yes.
Yeah. So you mean to say the leafy vegetables are more ideal during this time? Would you say that?
No, the hardy vegetables, like as we said, the broccoli and the cauliflowers and the cabbages.
Oh,
and
really
stuff.
Hardy
so,
ones, yeah.
So those are the hardy ones. And then, of course, as Cynthia rightfully said, you know, this is the time when all the slugs and the snails are out. So they also have quite a feast.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be a bit cautious. When she was talking about coriander, I don't know, what do you say? We are lucky that we have grown our coriander under the cover of a tree. So it grows very well under the cover of a tree.
It likes the sun but not heat.
Yeah.
And
heat. Yeah.
That's cool.
So that is one good little tip that we learned, because earlier if we had the coriander out, say in the rain or, you know, anywhere else in a veggie patch that is exposed to the elements, it did not do as well. But ever since we have been growing it under and around a big tree that we have, it's been doing very well.
Mm-hmm. So let's take a step back, Cynthia and Francis. So this is the time to, you know, really sow most of your... Do you sow the saplings or do you sow the seeds? What do you recommend?
So both if you have the expertise. Now, sowing seed is something that you have to learn. It's not just putting the seed in the soil and, you know, everything gets done and it's easy. Everything is... Like, say, for example, if I had, for some reason, sown the seeds yesterday, today, with all the rain and all the cold, maybe the seeds would have died off. You know, things like that. So it's unless you have a, you know, and you have a controlled environment, like you have a small little greenhouse which would take care of sprouting, then yes, I would say go for seeds. And again, the hardy vegetables like the brassicas and all, yes, you can directly sow. They are okay to be sown from seed. But nowadays, because, I mean, it's pretty cheap buying from Bunnings or from Palmers and things like that. You directly can buy seedlings and plant it. And you already have the seedling, which would already be a couple of weeks big. So once you sow it, you have got your crop in just 4 to 6 weeks as compared to starting from seed, which will take a long time. And then again, what happens is, when you start from seed, that is the time also you have to be very mindful of the slugs and the snails, because they love the fresh sprouts. Mm-hmm, when the seedlings are a little bigger, then there are less chances of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no doubt they will still attack it, but then you have to try other ways to deter them.
Mm-hmm. So Francis, okay, if I go to Bunnings or if I go to Plant Barn or any of these nurseries and I get some of these, you know, punnets or these small punnets which you'll get.
The punnets, yeah.
Yeah. So if I take those and if I put them, what's the soil preparation that I need to have? What type of soil preparation? Do you get the normal container soil, or do you require a specialized vegetable mix soil that you get in the market?
I mean, at the end of the day, Mother Earth is the best. There's no, nothing second nature. You have to work on building your soil. It is like this, like say, for example, a person goes to the gym, bodybuilding, you know, he's not only just picking up weights, he's also then complementing it with his diet and say whatever protein shake and stuff. So like that, you have to work on the earth, and it's best to try to be as organic as you can. There are a lot of methods. I mean, I know we tend to be very busy with all these things, and again, it's not a matter of being busy or not. We have got into a culture or into a mind frame where we want instant everything. We do not have the patience to wait time. So we just go, we buy all these bags and stuff and put them in the veggie bed and, you know, you plant. They're not necessarily the best option out there. There's no doubt that the best option is when you make your own compost and you are putting it in the soil and you're building your soil for the future, for 2-3 years. You're preparing it for the years to come. Mm-hmm. Whereas you buying these mixes from the all these plant centers and all are just, you dump it in the soil, all the nutrients go out of it, and then you have the leftover, whatever the matter is that is left over. Mm-hmm. So there are two schools of thought, but my over the years of gardening, I do use that product as well, but I mix it with my own homemade compost as well. So I mix it together and I use it.
So before I end this, can I ask you, what should be the size of these beds that you prepare, these sowing beds?
That's a good question.
Whether it should be just about, say, 5 inches, or should be 10, 20 inches?
Yes.
What is it? What's the size and...
Yes. Good question. So what the best answer for that is, for everyone it is different, but the most easiest bed to build is lengthwise. You can build it long, like maybe up to 2 meters long, which is fine. But the width or the breadth should be in this way. You just stretch your arm, and that is the middle point of the veggie bed. So just twice your arm length. The reason is then from both sides, you can access right the center point of your veggie bed, and you do not need to step on your veggie bed, because that is the worst thing you could do, step on your veggie bed, because you'll be compacting the soil or you'll be compressing the soil. So the width of your veggie bed should just be twice your arm length. So yeah, and that's the thing I have learned in all my years of making veggie beds.
Yeah, and the pest, that is the slugs and the snails that, you know, and take away.
Yeah.
I have used a slug and a wind shelter net.
Slug slam and stuff. Yeah.
What do you use or what do you recommend?
Yeah. As much as possible, my gardening methods are organic. I try to use as little chemicals as I can. To almost, as the years are going by, I have completely reduced my dependency on chemicals and I'm more organic and natural. So for snails and slugs, I have learned the best thing is crushed eggshells, because they hate going over those sharp edges. And the latest I've heard as of last year from a gardener on one of the gardening trips that I had made was a bowl of beer. They love beer, they drown in it, and that is the end of it. So my snails this year might be getting beer, but they definitely get crushed eggshells.
So the snails will bud on mellow,
peon mellow. Sanjo mellow.
Oh, on that note, thanks a lot, Cynthia. Thanks a lot, Francis, for those few tips. All those who have a brown or green or yellow or white fingers can still make an attempt. Yes,
Thank you.
An attempt and, you know, have some good veggies in your backyard. It will save you a few pennies and dollars from shopping. Thank you, Francis. Have a good evening.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
On that note, let's listen to Tight Fit Jeans.
Tight to fit the jeans to Jenil Sharangache. Hey, jeans karta hal mujha kalza che. Jeans karta hal mujhe kaisa che.
Bakri bakri dae taje kajal ranga che. Doi swarta ni tu mujhe rati che.
Hey, chedwa. Sang tujhe jeans aag itla bura ki jagma to man da punu varu vosturu ki je pavna
oi cheriya arre sur cheriya man mustura ka gapana ya mujhe har dia pe dali kaza udi ki jagai kana
jeans tujhe nil sharanga che hey jeans karta hal mujhe kalza che
bakri bakri dae taje kajal ranga che jaan swad ni do mujhe rati che
tamre tamre want fukre tujhe gal holche bolche pengar tujhe karta maka amal Nilsha, Nilsha, Dole, Dole, and Kale, Kazal.
नमस्कार, तुम्ही ऐकत आहात सुशेका दनपार 104.6 प्लॅनेट एफ एम आर वर.
कहीं गेले
असा की वॉल्यूम तुने लो केलाय शैला बाय काय की तुका
मका ऐकत
तू काय घेत ते दमन गल दे कॉड
मका जस्ट कॉड
ते कॉड अर तुम्ही पाय दोरलो. ओके, तुम्ही ऐकत आहात सुशेका दनपार 104.4 104.0 प्लॅनेट एफ एम आर वर. टाईट टू फिट जीन्स वन्स अगेन अ सॉन्ग बाय वॉल्टर डांटेस रिटन बाय वॉल्टर डांटेस. सो आय मीन my friend Baptist says girl re copy kela thane koi
hoy bollywood
kanche kanche
maka udasna
udasna. okay,
tacha music tashanta
music e tashanta pan askal saglang tashanta music zaini
hoy
tike dance karche shaila munta te maga aikatanant kalle ye sagle gaavan amche kashe dance karta tun haat hoy kar paaye ne tane sodun tar shaila bhai आम्ही या न्यूझीलंड गावात रावता आणि आम्ही म्हणता हांगा बारी सोबीत गाव बरी मनशां पण हांगा ह्या गावांत मर्डरी जातात वायलन्सी जाता लुटिंगी जाता ते आमच्या गावांत जावन इंडिया जावन आणि हांगा जावन काय फरक दिसना तितले.
इंडिया आणि न्यूझीलंडान तेंच मनशां आसात न्हय मनशापण आसा आणि वायलन्सही आसा ते द इन्स्टिंक्ट टू डू रिडिक्युलस थिंग्स इज अ ह्युमन दिस. न्यूझीलंड इज अ ब्युटिफुल कंट्री, इज अ काम कंट्री, इट्स डेफिनेटली लेस पॉप्युलेटेड. सो आय थिंक द यु नो इट्स वेन यू पुट मेनी इन इन अ स्पेस टुगेदर थिंग्स आर ऑब्वियस दॅट यू डोंट.
Yeah, but what I feel is when I was growing up, we had the same amount of freedom. We did the same amount of things. We played the same pranks. But we never had a feeling of, unsafeness. Like even I could walk late into the night wherever I wanted. But yesterday I was having dinner with Baptist. And both Baptist and his wife were saying sometimes it is quite eerie walking on the streets. And even if the house opposite there is an alarm bell going off, we would just pop up and, look.
Yeah.
But not, whereas back in India, if there is an alarm bell going off, everybody is there. And then, so why is this element of unsafeness in this country despite all the... goodness.
You wonder sometimes, is it that the concept of safety or of, is less now than it was before, or is it just that we're more aware of it? I mean, sometimes I think, back in the day, even in Bombay, there was heaps of stuff happening. You just didn't hear about it. You might hear about if some uncle's cousin's wife told somebody or it happened in some area. But we probably didn't have as much coverage in terms of, media, social media, that kind of thing. So, murders happened. Things did happen, but and people kept secrets. I don't know that this modern world people keep secrets. People are more on the opposite end of it, which is, let me be the whistleblower. So I don't know whether it's more unsafe now than it used to be, or whether we're just more sensitized to crime and violence.
I have a slight different view to Shaila. I've always feel New Zealand was unsafe, always.
Really?
And the reason being, less people, as you know. And Tell me at one time when you have walked alone in the night. Have you?
No, you wouldn't. Why wouldn't you?
Because it's safe.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
So...
Well, it's safe on one side of the road that's lit. The other side of the road that's not lit.
Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, true.
The reason being because you're scared. The second reason is whenever there is a burglary or anything happened or ram raiding, somebody calls the police. Police says, you got your insurance? Don't worry. So the burglars or the perpetrators of crime get more confidence.
Emboldened, yeah.
So, but whereas in India, that would not happen.
You have a point there, they come and kick people, basically. You have a
and
point
if you
there.
Catch a burglar, that fellow is surely dead, kind of. People would come and beat
deterrence,
him.
Deterrence. Yeah.
There was a lot of deterrence.
Yeah, there is a social,
Now Richard said, yeah, it's very safe. We feel safe, but it's not actually safe. When if you're driving in a car, going to point A to point B, nothing happens to you, that's fine, you know. But really, would you do that? Jenny yesterday was saying, I would never walk alone in the night anywhere, even closer to my house. Because if I hear some footstep behind, I'm too scared.
Terrified, yeah.
Terrified.
Now that you're saying that, I agree with you. So I was recently introduced to this concept, and it made me think. So I'd agree with you because this person that I spoke to was talking about human reaction to the person that I was having a conversation with is a trained psychologist or whatever in the field. And she was talking about how we as human beings respond to aggression. So when someone is aggressive and loud and abusive, you perceive it as a threat and you respond. However, someone who's gentle and soft-spoken, although they might be achieving the same result, so they're coercing you, they're making you do something that you don't want to do, but we don't perceive it as a threat. And so she was talking about how victims of violence, of, you know, all sorts of crimes, you know, a lot of people who say, you know, oh, you know, I was assaulted, but and it's easy when the person is aggressive, but when someone is, you know, coerced you into doing something that you don't perceive it as a crime. And when I think about that, you're right. So I would almost rephrase that sentence when you said New Zealand is safe. Is New Zealand safe or is New Zealand a polite society? So we don't see overt aggression, but there is still crime and stuff. But just because it's the semblance of a polite society, we have that sense of safe. But you're right. We wouldn't walk in the dark.
No.
We don't, you know, we know that the city at certain days of the week and certain times of the night, you just don't want to be. But then by the same logic, in Bombay, there's heaps of, you know, you'd go out fairly late into the night. It's populated. The lights are on. You don't feel as unsafe. Or as intimidated.
But that's Bombay, but I don't think it's the same in the other parts.
I fully agree with you. In the villages, Bombay,
it may not be the same in certain other parts.
True.
Maybe not the same in Delhi, or maybe not so the same in Uttar Pradesh.
Correct.
But in more cosmopolitan and urban centers, it is quite safe.
But again, if I go back to even villages like Mangalore and all, we used to walk in the night. But because everybody knew everybody there. Nobody from outside would come in and do something. That's the reason being there. Here, every time you have got new and newer and newer and newer migrants coming in. But I don't know now what's the situation.
I wouldn't go to the idea whether it's migrants or non-migrants.
No, I'm just saying. What I'm saying is that you don't know your neighbor. I don't know my neighbor.
Yeah, that all depends upon individuals, whether you want to know or not. But what I'm saying is that because of our individualness, because of our trying to remain isolatory or in our confines, that sense of insecurity does build in.
Mm.
If I knew my neighbor very well, or if I have a chat with him, or if I really have a good contact with him, possibly that sort of fear may go away or dissipate. So, like what I would say is like... I follow a drill every night, you know, go to the main door, see if it is locked, go to the ranch door, see it is locked, go to the garage door, see it is pulled down, etc. So there is a fear.
Yeah.
Because we live in this, you know, so-called individualistic society or isolated society. Yeah. Because the moment there is even a dog barking somewhere, then you get up.
You're awake. Yeah.
So I think there is...
There's two things that I'm hearing what you're saying. One is, I think definitely your sense of safety or feeling comfortable awareness comes from connection. So when there's a strong community connection, you're living in a, you know, whether you're living in a colony like you used to in Bombay, or you really know your neighbors and you know, you know, what times people come and go and how they're looking out for you, there's a sense of safety. And also is how much people are willing to get involved. So you might be very connected, but if everyone's just peeping from their windows and staying inside, different from possibly like you're talking about in Mangalore, where, you know, the whole building will come down and you have the strength of numbers.
Yep.
So you feel safer. So it's the dynamic of both. So one being, having come to this country, we're not as connected or as rooted as you would be in Mangalore, for example. But even in Bombay, if you've lived for several years and your building is close.
Because anything happened in one flat, everybody would be there available. Yeah.
But I'll leave a thought with you before we just take a short break for a song.
Right.
Is that the thought is this: most of us have a perception that this locality is fine, that is not good, that is infested with drug dealers, those are islanders, and you know, we live in a better environment. So I leave that thought with you, and let's listen to this song, Novadis Udelo.
Dor di sa bogune su
That was Novadi Sudelo by Gwen, what's her name?
Gwen Fernandez.
Okay, thanks, right. Baptist. Thanks. At least you were listening.
Yeah, I was listening.
That was a beautiful one.
She sings a couple of good songs.
Love the music.
Good voice and very rhythmic, yeah. Very nice. So we dropped off at that point where we said, you know, that we all have this perception, and I hear this at many social gatherings and many family gatherings. Oh, that is an unsafe place. Ranavi is filled with all these, you know, druggies, and Massey is a difficult place, and so is South Auckland. I believe that most of these places, or even all the places around in Auckland, are the same. The level of violence or the level of issues around safety is the same, whether it is Remuera.
And the level of good as well, what they do here.
Yeah, whether it is Remuera, whether it is some high profile place, the level of safety is the same. So why this perception, Baptist? Why this perception that people say, you know, hey, these South Auckland guys need to be?
When I came to New Zealand, at that point of time, Otara was supposed to be a very ugly place. And I went to Otara to find out actually really what do they mean by it. So when you say ugly place, I did not know that it was meant to be violent or it was meant to be rough. I did not know. But I did visit the place and found out there was bins overflowing, people lying on the road, drunk and things like that. So that was the perception I had of a place, which was a rough area. So you could find all these things happening. From a violence point of view, I don't know what they did there, because I was not present when the violence used to happen. Probably because of drinking and all those people, neighbors used to fight them with each other.
Biggest violent place is CBD on Saturdays and Sundays.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now it has come to CBD. Now it is everywhere. At that point of time, we used to hear one or two places like this. But now, people are mixing everywhere, going everywhere, easy access. Mm. Probably that's the reason why now no place in New Zealand can be considered, oh, this is the best place, or Remuera is the best place, Parnell is the best place, or St. Helier's or whatever. Mm. People get dropped all over the place.
So, you know,
that's my perception.
I was speaking to some youngsters who want to be more in the city because it is close to their place of work. They don't have a car. They can use the public transport system because within the city area, those things really function very efficiently. But very difficult. And you hear this constant refrain in the press that there are no rental apartments in these areas. There are no rental apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And when I spoke to some of these youngsters, and what they say is, there are rental areas, but some are extremely bad. These are CBD areas, and these are the periphery of the CBD areas. Like even places like Mount Eden, Ponsonby, or etc. The other part, what they said is, and this I've witnessed when I went with one of them to see a place, is that there is no lock to the door. Okay, there's no lock to the main door. You have a lock to your bedroom. That's your special area.
Okay.
So there are about 5 or 6 people living in that place. They all have individual keys, but nobody locks the door. In some places, and mind you, they have a shared bathroom and a shared toilet. So I was quite amazed. I said, how do you know who is using which? Is it this person staying here or is this person staying somewhere else? In some places, it is like the coods where people sleep on rotation depending on what shift you are.
Wow.
And this is, I was quite, wow, this is in New Zealand. This is in Auckland. This is happening here. In some places, they said that you wouldn't use the bench or you wouldn't use the table. And there are drugs all over. There's substance all over. They use those places. I wouldn't keep my stuff there. So I sometimes wonder, hey, these are fancy places.
Yeah.
Ponsonby,
yeah.
Kingsland,
yeah.
Where everybody wants to be, but yeah. there are no houses. And some places, the heating is so bad, I believe.
Mm. Yeah.
There's no insulation.
Absolutely.
So why do the government say that there is overcrowding in South Auckland in houses when there's overcrowding in the CBD area?
That's a really good question. That is true. I don't know whether, you know, the concept of problem solving is to be able to manage the problem in the first place. So it's how big a problem are you trying to solve?
First to understand that there's a problem.
Yeah.
Acknowledge it.
Yeah. Well, it's to define it, right? It's how big a problem am I going to try and solve?
Hmm.
So you use the perception within your kind of realm to identify where the problem is bigger and when it's smaller. It's what we do in everything, right?
Yeah.
You know, whether it's a wound or whether it's your electrical system failing, you're trying to solve the biggest problem first.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you're trying to solve the smallest problem first against the runs on the board. So you're right. I don't actually think that there's a greater problem in one area or a lesser problem. It's all a relevant issue. And, you know, things like whether some place is better or some place is safer is within the context of resource in that area, population in that area, history of that area, you know, how much older houses are, is it a newer area, all that kind of thing. And in every locality, there's going to be spots that people congregate, quiet corners that are prone to certain kind of behavior, and, you know, lack of resources. But, you know, why government frames things in a certain way, that's a whole other topic for a whole other radio show. But it's whether it's what problem you're trying to solve and what problem you're trying to sell to the public that you're solving.
So my proposition to my listeners as well as to you guys is that, you know, I mean, we need to look at every situation in its context rather than have this so-called standardized perception, just like the BBC is to, you know, moment they said India, there were snake charmers and cows on the road.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was no perception that it has moved on from those stages. And it is a far different country than what it was when they left.
Mm.
So it is my same perception that after 20 years of living in this country, or maybe 21, 22 years of living in this country, that there are some things which are now starting to, you know, get a bit messier than what they were then. Because the crowds have increased.
Absolutely.
The government doesn't have the resources and the development and the changes have not kept pace.
It's like this, Richard. One house there was, now there are six houses in that same place.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay. So the population definitely has increased. Therefore, the resources have decreased per capita resource.
Yeah.
And therefore, people are fighting for those resources. Yeah. And since they are fighting for those resources, don't get... So it's a similar situation when the city grows, there will be a lot of these things coming through.
Yeah. So what I would say is that we have very limited time, you know, another 5 minutes to go. But what I would say is that most of us who come from the subcontinent, who come from, you know, very crowded cities or very crowded places and have gone through some of those challenges of living in an urban center, we should bring our skill sets, mindsets into understanding this dynamic and adapting to it rather than going by this adage, oh, that belongs to that community and this belongs to this community and therefore we shouldn't go there and we should go
I would suggest further to build on that is that we should also bring our awareness that we have migrated out of our homogenous populations to interact with other, because the other interesting thing is we're all migrating outward to create our own communities and places hence, you know, the population of South Auckland definitely has an ethnic identity. Yeah. But are we trying to engage with them or are we trying to think of how separate they are from us?
Absolutely.
So we migrate out of the population that we are born in to discover other populations and then actually don't do that. Absolutely. We go and recreate our own.
Absolutely. Yep. So I would encourage all our listeners, hey, be mindful of, you know, making this
stereotyping
and broad-based comments. Hey, they are like this and they are like this. Because I still remember is that most of the people in Bombay are most of Catholics. I would like to be very specific in this. Most of us Catholics.
Yeah.
If I look at the profile, demographic profile of Mascon, a majority of them were Muslims. We lived in the midst of Muslims.
Correct. Yeah.
Same is the case with Baikala.
Yes.
A lot of them lived in the midst of Muslims.
Yeah.
And then when you went to Malad, we lived in the midst of, you know, fisher folks.
That's right.
No, even when people came to Bandra also, they were Muslims.
Yeah, but now it is a completely different dynamic. So we need to bring that.
We need to bring our acceptance
more than our diversity.
Watching for the differences.
Differences.
Yeah. So on that note, thank you, Shaila. Thank you, Baptist.
Thank you
to our listeners. Deo bore korumunta tumka ani ek bori sanj mangta tumcha khatir.
Jahandiya jashre makalag lang pise tu jahandiya jashre makalag lang pise tu jahandiya jashre makalag lang pise is raat na kati bogna रात न कती बोगना मेरे सहित तुझ हांडिए सुनना अरे मेरे सहित तुझ हांडिए सुनना तुझ हांडिए जोशे मक लग लगो पीछे re bore se subta nazuk pot arndur ban lai kapda gaat ille gir mat mujhe rata kai handiya purchi aasha tum bagai ille gir mat mujhe rata kai handiya purchi aasha tum bagai handi apurchi aasha tum bagai are handi apurchi aasha tum bagai jahandiye jashe makalag lago pise atta santa utta kolso atta bosla datulo burgo ti handi ritiketna mela sankedna gornashi pupulas